We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire, you need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Where Did the Moon Go? Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for lunar dreams and starry adventures. You can listen to a story whenever you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. I love looking up at the moon each and every night. But tonight, when I look out the window, I can't see the moon. Where do you think it went? Let's find out together in tonight's lunar tale. Where did the moon go? At night, before bed, I like to look out my window and see the moon. Sometimes the only part of the moon I can see is a thin crescent. It looks like the shape of a watermelon rind.
Yummy!
Other times, the moon is full and bright.
Wow!
When the moon is full, I like to count all of its spots.
1, 2, 3.
The moon can also be different colors. Sometimes it is white, or yellow, or even orange.
Ooh, pretty!
One night, I thought I could see a face on the moon smiling back at me.
Hello there!
The moon is always full of surprises. But tonight, when I looked up at the sky, the moon was gone. I couldn't even see a small sliver.
Huh.
So I called out to it.
Hello, moon. Are you out there?
But I didn't hear an answer. Where could the moon be?
I know. Maybe the moon is playing hide and seek. I will try and find it.
I stood up and took a big bounce off of my bed and floated out of the window. I hovered up and up and up into the sky, all the way to outer space. First, I found a twinkling little star.
Excuse me, do you know where the moon might be hiding?
Gee, I haven't seen the moon at all tonight. Gosh, I hope you can find it.
Thank you anyway, little star. I will keep on searching.
Next, I came across a comet that was zooming all around the sky. I waved to the comet, and it stopped short.
Good evening, little one. How can I help you?
I'm looking for the moon. Have you seen it around?
Well, come to think of it, I haven't seen it this evening. But climb aboard. I will help you look
I sat on the back of the comet and we zoomed all around the sky. I saw stars and planets and even the glowing rings of faraway galaxies, but I still couldn't find the moon. The kind old comet dropped me off on a soft space cloud.
Sorry I couldn't help you find the moon, little friend, but I'm sure it will turn up again soon.
Thank you, Comet.
Goodbye.
I laid down on the soft cloud.
Oh dear, what if the moon is gone forever? I'm going to miss seeing it out my window before bed each night.
I felt very sad and began to cry. But then I heard a voice.
Don't cry, little one.
What? Who goes there?
Why, it's me, the moon.
The moon? But where are you? Why can't I see you?
Well, I'm dark right now, but have no fear. I'm still right here. Soon I will be bright again, and you will be able to see me once more.
Oh, Moon, I was afraid you were gone forever. I'm so glad you will be back again soon, shining out my window.
Now close your eyes, little one. I shall sing you a lovely moon tune.
I closed my eyes and rested my head on the soft cloud. The moon sang me a beautiful lullaby.
Beautiful dreamer, sleep now for me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the daytime, laughter and play, lulled by the moonlight, have drifted away. Beautiful dreamer, friend of my song, starlight and dewdrops are singing along. Beautiful dreamer, sleep now for me. Beautiful dreamer, sleep now for me.
The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. Did you enjoy our trip to find the moon? You may also enjoy exploring other space podcasts for kids on the Leela Kids podcast app. Find Leela Kids in the App Store. Whatever app you use to listen, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular. That way you can listen back to all of your favorite sleepy time tales too.
Sleepy time.